Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All righty, welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gribbers Show. And here we were talking about, just before the break, about, you know, the move for gun control in a time when, you know, they're telling us, State Department telling us to be vigilant, about what we see at the shopping mall and when we're out, as the State Department has issued a warning about terrorism to Americans. And the way the warning reads, it's not specific to, you know, overseas travelers. It's specific to Americans, no matter where we stand. And so I guess we'll be vigilant. And as Brother Shane pointed out, Black Friday being a big event where people gather for saving tons of money, you know, becomes a soft target, turning into a real Black Friday potentially. So we'll keep an eye on all of those things. Joining me now, my good friend, Rick Echter, regular contributor to the program, National Rifle Association, credentialed firearms trainer in the city of Detroit. Now, if we're looking for something special for the holidays, Rick, maybe we should be looking at a different list this year, because I want to keep myself safe, my family safe, and all of that. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you for once again having me on the show. And as you led into this segment, you know, yes, the State Department has issued, you know, an advisory, I guess, for American citizens when they're out and about, and especially while they're traveling. And I guess one of the things that's, I guess, coincidental, you know, in the big scheme of things, is that without any advisories from our government, our State Department, this time of the year, particularly in our major urban cities across the country, is a time in which violent crime, particularly robberies, peak, you know, for obvious reasons. It's the Christmas holiday season. Black Friday is definitely a time period in which terrorists will find attractive. But it's also a time of the year in which local bad guys, predators, carjackers, and armed robbers, you know, where they escalate their violent activity. So, you know, it's quite appropriate for us to, you know, I think, to merge both topics in the one conversation.
How much surprise do you think, you know, just, and we've talked about this some, Rick, but being a Black man in Detroit and going to the mall, whatever mall you go to in the Detroit area, you know, can you imagine the surprise on some white punk's face when he's trying to rip off the holiday shoppers and you pull out a little bit of heat and you say, not so fast, young man, maybe you should run along now. I mean, I think the look on that kid's face is priceless.
I could definitely see the perpetrator's eyes getting very large and dilated, for sure. But,
yeah.
You know, that applies to everyone, you know. And the thing that I really want to make sure I do a decent job of expounding upon is the piggyback on what the State Department is telling us. They're telling us in very vague terms, if you see something, say something. But, you know, sometimes that doesn't translate very well, because a lot of times when people hear that, they don't exactly know what that means in real, practical, concrete terms, okay? And the best way that I can come up with to explain it is, if you recall, and I'm showing my age, maybe I have at least one grandchild, you know, is that situational awareness, particularly in high-volume locations during this period, is very important. And I think when you marry that with the environment, not necessarily are you looking for anything that's weird or odd, you're going to also take another step inwards and say, okay, what looks odd given the environment or the situation that I'm in? And I think that game from Sesame Street, man, have you ever heard of it? It's called Three of These Things, right?
Yeah, there's one of these like things is not like
that comes up.
Yeah, one of these things is not like the other.
Exactly. You know, and you take that into a context of being in a high crime area, you know, like a parking lot or a gas station, you know, right before you're getting out to do your Christmas holiday shopping. And you're looking for something that's weird. If someone is out there at a gas station, for example, and they're not putting air in their tire, putting gas in their car, paying for their goods in the little pantry area, or washing their windshield, or doing something under the hood, immediately bells go off because no one is anywhere without a specific goal and objective. And, you know, you need to make sure that you're wary of these folks who are out of place. And the bigger thing, too, is that if you're out and about, man, and you really alluded to it a few moments ago, you got to have a plan. If something happens, okay, first and foremost, you have to be able to identify it. But once we've gotten to that level of identifying a potential threat, whether it's a terrorist or it's a local thug looking to rob us of our money that we're going to use to buy gifts for our loved ones, we need to figure out what we're going to do. You know,
well, absolutely. You got to, you know,
the intent of robbing you or carjacking you, you need to have a plan.
I mean, Ben Carson got a lot of heat for this. Ben Carson got a lot of heat for this because he said, you know, if he was in a situation where there was going to be a mass shooting and there's a crowd of people, you rush the gunman. You know, he said, you know, things that you think about. People are like, why would you think about such things? Well, because smart people consider those things. You know, you think, okay, if I'm ever in that situation, what would I do? And he got crucified by the media for that.
Yeah, and this is a hallmark of personal protection. You want to go through these what-if scenarios, given your environment and where you are, and thinking, okay, if the worst possible thing that I can come up with given this environment happens, well, what am I going to do? The last thing you want to do is be caught flat-footed, you know, like a deer with your eyes caught in the headlights and not have a clue and just freeze. I mean, there's pretty much five general things that you can do when approached with a bad situation.
Give me two, Rick, before we run. Make it real quick because we're going to run out of time. Give me the top two.
Top two, one is obviously to fight. You can remove yourself from the scene or you can posture as if you are going to do something and stall for time and then come up with your ultimate plan. But I like your plan. Expand your Christmas shopping list, buy a firearm, get a concealed pistol license, and be aware of your surroundings.
Now that's a good list right there. Rick Ector, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you for once again having me.
Rick Ector, National Rifle Association credentialed firearms trainer and the guy in charge of, well, LAID, legally armed in Detroit. Just go with it. It's the Steve Gerber Show.